local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
President Biden says his administration is closer than it's ever been to completing a ceasefire deal in Gaza. This is the start of your top three stories. He told reporters that there's still work to do on an agreement that includes the release of hostages held by Hamas. This comes as U.S. officials are in Qatar trying to negotiate a deal. Now, Secretary of State Antony Blinken will reportedly visit Israel on Sunday. Then Kamala Harris is laying out her economic plans if she wins the White House in November. In a speech from Raleigh, North Carolina, today, she said that bringing down the cost of living and ending the housing shortage will be priorities in her first 100 days in office. She advocated for boosting the child tax credit, increasing housing construction, and a federal ban on grocery price gouging. She also announced plans to provide a $6,000 tax cut to families with newborn children and a $25,000 tax subsidy for first-time home buyers. Their first presidential debate between Trump and Kamala Harris will be held at the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia. ABC News hosts David Muir and Lindsay Davis will be moderating the debate, the event, but the network has not yet said whether they'll be in an audience. This week, the Harris campaign also agreed to another presidential debate sometime in October, yet to be announced where. And then the vice presidential candidates J.D. Vance and Tim Walz will face off in a debate October 1st in New York. This one's going to be hosted by CBS News. Austin?
All right. Here locally, a Pensacola woman is facing charges for allegedly stealing a vehicle, kidnapping a child, and attempting to run from deputies. It all started on Mobile Highway, where officials say 31-year-old Sheree Sturdivant allegedly stole a pickup truck at a service shop before taking a child from the Boys and Girls Club on North 8th Street. Deputies caught up with her and eventually had to perform a pit maneuver to stop the vehicle. She now faces several charges, including vehicle theft, cruelty towards a child, fleeing and eluding, and driving on a suspended license.
And then District 1 Medical Examiner Diana Olesk has refiled her libel and defamation lawsuit against two local funeral home directors. So, according to the Pensacola News Journal, she's accusing Escambia County Commissioner Stephen Berry also of being a co-conspirator, but he's not named as a defendant in the lawsuit. Now, this comes after her lawsuit had previously been dismissed. The judge gave her an opportunity to refile with more specific allegations. So, Diana Olesk is suing funeral home directors Gerald Mitchell and Richard Trahan, who accused the medical examiner's office of butchering bodies and delaying paperwork last year. She denied the allegations and said they were used to create, or these allegations came about to prevent the medical examiner's office from being moved to Santa Rosa County. The lawsuit is seeking damages in excess of $50,000.
5:15 here. Before we continue with some local headlines for you, I got your first quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, we do have some backup still on I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and maybe some on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox as well. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Outside of that, there's not too much going on. We may have a little bit of backups on, on Navarre Parkway if you were traveling westbound passing by the Hobart Field area, but that has seemingly cleared out. And we had some issues on Caroline Street. That's Highway 90. If you were traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard and westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, but both of those areas have seemingly cleared out as well. So there's some good news for you on the roads. As for the weather, it's just a few clouds in the sky, 87 degrees as we get into tonight. It's going to be mostly clear with a low of 78. Tomorrow, high of 95 and a 20% chance of storms as we progress through the evening. Those should clear out by Saturday night, where you will have a low of 78. However, on Sunday, the high is going to be 97. There's going to be higher chances of thunderstorms, about 40%, and those will bleed into your Sunday evening, where there will once again be a low of 78 degrees. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
Can you give me the weather forecast for a Sunday and Monday for Chicago?
I'll see what I can do. Let me whip out my phone real quick.
I'm going to be up in Chicago along with Andrew McKay, getting ready to broadcast live for the DNC. We'll be there watching all the speeches for you, giving our reports on both the morning show on Pensacola Morning News, as well as on Pensacola Right Now. I'll be calling in as well, so I'm excited about it. I mean, I'd never been to any of the conventions before, and I went to the RNC with Andrew in Milwaukee last month, and now we're going to the DNC. I'm really looking forward to just being able to compare the two and, you know, see what the difference is between the two of them. So it's exciting to be able to do this and give you guys the reports of what we see and hear and feel and smell and the whole works like that. So it'd be kind of interesting.
Yeah. It's going to be cooler going back, there, by the way.
Thank you.
You got highs in like the mid to low 70s for most of the week. So have fun with that, Chief. We don't get that
mid
here until
low
like
70s.
We don't get that until like December in the panhandle. So
I've got to change. Might have to change a little bit about what I'm taking up here with me.
Yeah. Take a parka. Yeah.
Take a parka. Exactly. All right, back to some local stories here. A 23-year-old Pensacola man is being charged with allegedly killing a man he met on an LGBTQ dating website last December. Escambia County Sheriff say Delarius Riley Jr. is charged with second-degree murder and discharging him a firearm in public. The fatal shooting happened December 7th of last year at the Red Roof Inn right down the road from us here on Plantation Road. A man was seen from the hotel after the shooting. Investigators say Riley was communicating with the victim prior to the incident, and they believe he may have been communicating with other men on the website as well. He's currently actually in jail in Santa Rosa County on a probation violation charge, and Escambia County has placed a hold on him for extradition.
And a second man has been indicted for the drive-by shooting that killed an elderly woman on Aris Boulevard earlier this summer. Of course, we've heard these names time and time again because, I actually remember this going down live. 19-year-old Terrence Gross Jr., let's see, what were the other names? 19-year-old Jaquaris Etheridge and Travion Moten. So excuse me, those are the three names there. Terrence Gross Jr. is now facing first-degree premeditated murder and other charges. Etheridge was indicted last month, and, of course, Travion Moten, when they ran from the police and jumped from the Highway 90 bridge after the shooting, Moten actually died from the injury sustained in the fall. Let's see. Apparently, Gross Jr. is set to appear in court for an arraignment today. He remains in the Escambia County Jail with no bond.
A Gulf Breeze man that killed his mother back on Christmas Eve of 2013. He's been in a Florida State hospital for mental health reasons since then. He was committed back in 2019 and was found to be incompetent to stand trial. He has asked to be moved to a less restrictive environment. Mental health experts say that he no longer meets the criteria to be in the Florida State Hospital. Now, the judge modified the order, saying that he does need to be into a locked facility. So he's going to be being released from the Florida State Hospital, but into a step-down facility that still has security. He'll be back in court for another review next February. Those are your local headlines. Get a quick break here. We come back here. We're going to get an update from Jess from Pep Talk, as she's out at the Studer Family Children's Hospital. And we'll get you your state headlines next right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Are you facing a trial right now in your life? Let me urge you to read James chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. In that passage, you'll read four essential things that will help anyone facing a trial. And they all start with the letter G. First, you'll see God's goal in allowing the trial in your life. Second, you'll find the thing that God wants you to get or be in pursuit of that will help you through the trial. Thirdly, you'll find grace to handle the trial. And fourthly, you'll read about a heavenly gift that is described in verse number 12. I don't know the details of your specific trial, but I do know that God wants to comfort you, and the way He does that is primarily through His Word. So read James chapter 1 and reflect on the goodness of God. You'll be glad that you did.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Hi, I'm Tappy Villain. With 24 years of experience serving the voters of Santa Rosa County, I am seeking another term. Having successfully been a part of 44 elections, 3 statewide, 2 countywide, and 2 municipal recounts, I am the only candidate for Supervisor of Elections with actual experience administering elections. Continue the tradition of successful elections in Santa Rosa County and remember the name Vote Tappy Villain on August 20th. Paid by Tappy Villain Republican for Supervisor of Elections.
Hi neighbors, I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please re-elect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hi, I'm Tappy Villain. With 24 years of experience serving the voters of Santa Rosa County, I am seeking another term. Having successfully been a part of 44 elections, 3 statewide, 2 countywide, and 2 municipal recounts, I am the only candidate for Supervisor of Elections administering elections. Continue the tradition of successful elections in Santa Rosa County and remember the name Vote Tappy Villain on August 20th. Paid by Tappy Villain Republican for Supervisor of Elections.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Got some backup still on I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards Nine Mile Road. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive and on Cervantes. If you're traveling, let's see here, westbound towards Palafox Street, there's some increased congestion in that area downtown. Outside of those few spots, though, there's not too much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, it's 87 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 78 and mostly clear skies on the table for tonight. Tomorrow, there's going to be high of 95, slight chances of thunderstorms as we get into the latter half of your Saturday. And it's going to be a low of 78 on Saturday night as well. And then Sunday is going to be a high of 97 with about 40 to 50% chances of thunderstorms throughout your Sunday. And that low is going to be 78 as well. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right. Before we get into some state headlines, we have Jess from Pep Talk, our host from Pep Talk. She's over at the Studer Family Children's Hospital. She's giving us an update on what's going on down there. Jess?
Hey, Bobby. We are having such a blast here at the Care for Kids Radiothon. I just had the opportunity to meet Carter and his mom, Meredith. Carter was born with a... So basically, Meredith had a really easy, pregnancy. It was very normal. And she was shocked to find out that he had a heart defect. And then later on, after spending time in the neonatal intensive care unit, he found out that he had a rare genetic condition that only 16 people in the world have. And he was here today, and because of the specialists and the doctors right here at the hospital, he's thriving and he's doing well. And I have to tell you, I think he's ready for radio. He was great in Cat Country, interviewed him. Dollars raised today go towards the Angel Eyes camera system. So when a parent needs to step out, they can live stream into the room and see their child is okay. Donations can be made at 850-416-KIDS, or they can text CATKIDS to 51555.
All right. CATKIDS, CATKIDS, to 51555?
That's right. All one word. CATKIDS, 51555.
All right. And does it end? So does it end at 6 o'clock? So people have till 6 o'clock to do this?
Yeah, we are going till 6 o'clock, and as I had said earlier, if you make a minimum donation of $50 between now and 6 o'clock, or if you want to become a miracle maker, which is $15 a month, you will be in the running to win a Lainey Wilson autographed guitar. She's a CMA Entertainer of the Year, but any donation at any amount is welcome here.
Okay. All right. There you go. We appreciate you taking some time out. Jess, we'll talk to you again here in probably about 20 minutes or so. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And we've got to tell you about the Dragon Boat Festival coming up. 10th Annual Dragon Boat Festival is Saturday, October 12th. Northeast Pensacola Sotoma Club is hosting up to 40 teams, and they're supported by thousands of spectators competing for bragging rights. The races start at 8 o'clock on Bayou Tejar, just off of Bayview Park. Enter your team to become a sponsor now at newsradio923.com. So when we get into some state headlines here real quick, a Florida woman who fatally shot her black neighbor through a closed door has been found guilty. A jury in Ocala agreed with prosecutors that 60-year-old Susan Lorenz is guilty of first-degree felony manslaughter. She shot the mother of four over an argument about her children playing near her home. Back in June 2023, she faces up to 30 years in prison.
And the state of Florida is joining a national inquiry into Temu. The company is accused of having ties with the Chinese Communist Party and illegally selling products made with forced labor. Let's see. The group of state officials sent a letter yesterday asking Temu to answer a series of questions within the next 30 days.
And I just ended up putting the mic down. I thought I was going to be done. And then three inmates are facing charges in connection with a deadly drug-related incident inside the Pinellas County Jail earlier today. One of them ended up smuggling the drugs in. The other two sold them to inmates. Seven inmates ended up overdosing. Six were revived with Narcan. One passed away. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we've got your top three stories again, and we'll get into your sports and national headlines. So stick around.
John Saucier, Vice President Kamala Harris unveiling her economic agenda to supporters in North Carolina today, announcing a plan to combat price gouging.
My plan will include new penalties for opportunistic companies that exploit crises and break the rules, and we will support smaller food businesses that are trying to play by the rules and get ahead.
Well, the Democratic National Convention gets going in Chicago Monday. A group of pro-Palestinian activists fueled by opposition to American support of Israel planning a series of protests and marches. The coalition to march on the DNC spokesperson Hatim Abu Dai says their group's looking to expand their protest route.
1.1 miles is not long enough to accommodate thousands, maybe tens of thousands of people that we're going to have in the streets next.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. American consumers are feeling a bit more optimistic about the future this month, according to a brand new survey out of the University of Michigan. The consumer sentiment gauge is rising to 67.8, and that's the first such gain after 4 months of declines, and it's up from 66.4 in the prior month. Shares of Google parent Alphabet set a record weekly losing streak. The company's bonds have seen a similar pattern over a six-week period, and that news followed by a report that the U.S. Justice Department was weighing a potential breakup of the internet search giant. On Wall Street, stocks were significantly higher, the Dow gaining nearly 97 points, the S&P 500 up by 11, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by 37 points. U.S. oil futures for September crude delivery were falling more than 2% today to under $77 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
I'm a sports machine, Sean Levine, with a Sports Minute. Certainly there's going to be a lot of NFL teams this upcoming season that have a better record than last year. That's what happens through the draft, through trades, you're going to improve. But there's also going to be a bunch of teams that are a whole lot worse. I'm talking about the Dallas Cowboys. I'm talking about the Las Vegas Raiders. I'm talking about the Saints. I'm talking about the Cleveland Browns. And sorry, Philly, you too. Watch out, because all those teams that I just mentioned, I think are in for a long season. I'm a sports machine, Sean Levine.
Help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Lowe's knows our great paint savings mean you can get the colors you want at prices you'll love. Right now, get 20% off 1 gallon cans and 5 gallon pails of Valspar Defense Paint or Cabot Stain. Shop now because it's the perfect time to maintain your deck and paint your outdoor spaces. Visit us in-store or online today because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through A21. Selection varies by location. See store at Lowe's.com for details.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
I occasionally have nerve discomfort in my hands, so the things I love to do...
Let's play something, Grandma!
...became difficult as I got older.
If you have occasional stabbing and burning in your hands and feet, try Nervive Nerve Relief. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use. Say yes to healthy nerves with Nervive Nerve Relief.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
My name is Rich Holsnick, and I'm a candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children, to protect their innocence, and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. We also need to retain good teachers. I'm a Naval Academy grad, a 28-year combat vet, and Desert Storm Task Group commander and pilot. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich in the August 20 primary.
Paid by Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. Andrew McKay, Bobby Rossi, what do they have in common? They both covered the RNC from Milwaukee. Now, it's the Democrats' turn. Beginning Monday, August 19th, Andrew McKay on the Pensacola Morning News and Bobby Rossi on Pensacola Right Now will report from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Andrew McKay, Bobby Rossi. Catch their interviews and observations throughout the convention on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here for you. Starting with the roads, I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, still dealing with some minor backups. It does look like it's slowly but surely trying to break up. Then we got Pine Forest Road with some severe congestion. If you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, you're going to be backed up to I-10 there. Then Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, still giving us some pretty heavy congestion. Outside of those few spots, though, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, it's 87 degrees in Pensacola with a few clouds here and there. That's going to basically be the case tonight. Mostly clear skies with a low of 78. Saturday is going to have a slight chance of thunderstorms, about 20% in the afternoon. There's going to be a high of 95. Hopefully those chances will dissipate as we get into Saturday night with another low of 78. And then Sunday, it's a high of 97, so even a little bit hotter. Chances of thunderstorms of about 40 to 50%. And as we get into Sunday night, your low is once again going to be 78. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right, top three stories here for you, and then we're going to get into some sports and national news. So President Biden says his administration is closer than it's ever been to completing a ceasefire deal in Gaza. This comes as U.S. officials are in Qatar negotiating a deal, and Secretary of State Antony Blinken will be in Israel on Sunday. Kamala Harris is laying out her economic plans if she wins the White House in November. In a speech from North Carolina today, she said that bringing down the cost of living and ending the housing shortage are her priorities in the first 100 days. She's advocated for boosting the child tax credit, increasing housing construction, and a federal ban on grocery price gouging. Part of her economic plan is that she introduced a $6,000 tax cut to families with newborn children and a $25,000 tax subsidy for first-time homebuyers. The first presidential debate between former President Donald Trump and Kamala Harris will be held at the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia. ABC News hosts David Muir and Lindsay Davis will moderate the debate, but the network has not yet said whether there will be an audience in attendance. Then, on October 1st, in New York, J.D. Vance and Tim Walz, the vice presidential candidates, will debate in one that's hosted by CBS News. And then the Harris campaign said it has already agreed to another presidential campaign debate between Kamala and Donald Trump in October, unnamed date thus far. Those are your top stories. Let's hear some sports with Austin.
All righty. Well, starting here in the NFL, we got L.A. Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh saying that Colin Kaepernick won't be returning to the NFL as a player or in a coaching position this season. Of course, this comes after years of just the occasional rumors that Kaepernick's going to come back as a QB and recent ones saying that Jim Harbaugh may have been willing to bring Kaepernick onto his coaching staff. And, of course, Harbaugh coached Kaepernick back when they were with the San Francisco 49ers. Kaepernick has not played in the NFL since 2016, of course, when he refused to stand for the national anthem to protest police brutality and the treatment of black Americans. As for college football, John Ruiz, once dubbed Miami's NIL king by ESPN, is struggling to keep his castle intact. I guess this could apply to really all Miami players, but Miami athletes, but you get the idea. Miami's mega booster, who has spent millions on NIL deals for Hurricanes athletes in recent years, told investors this week that there is substantial doubt that his company LifeWallet will stay in business, according to an SEC filing. In the filing, Ruiz said that the medical claims giant had made $7.7 million in revenue last year, yet suffered a net loss of $211 million. It's unclear if the company's financial troubles will impact its NIL deals with current athletes, but if you're a future athlete going to Miami, you may want to hold off on you may not want to hold out on John Ruiz there. In the WNBA, we got a doubleheader on Ion starting in just under an hour. Mercury at Fever. That gets underway at 6:30. That's going to be followed by the Sun at Wings at 8:30. And then just some MLB updates here for you. So we have one game that's been finished today. Cubs beat the Blue Jays 6-5 in 10 innings. We've got four games on right now. Royals and Reds, but that is in rain delay. That's on ESPN+. Yankees and Rangers in the top of the first, Mariners and Pirates on Apple TV Plus, also in the top of the first, and Nationals and Phillies, you guessed it, in the top of the first, and what should be a surprise to no one has scored yet. Games that are coming up are Diamondbacks at Rays at about 5:50, we got the Marlins at Mets at 6:10, and we've got the Braves at Angels at 8:38, so those Marlins and Rays games, we may give you some score updates on those around this time next hour. That's your sports news, Bobby.
All right, thank you very much. Let's get into some national headlines here real quick for you. Community activists who plan to protest during the DNC, where Andrew McKay and I will be next week, there are odds with the Chicago mayor for making last-minute changes. Apparently, organizers say that the city will not let them set up stages or platforms, install portable bathrooms or toilets, and they're banned from setting up tents and sound equipment. Now, city officials said the changes are needed due to multiple groups planning to rally or protest.
And Mayor Adams of, New York City Mayor Adams, I should say, says he did nothing wrong when it comes to donations for his 2021 campaign. The mayor responded to being served with new subpoenas while speaking on the Reset talk show. Adams claims that he's been extremely transparent when it comes to turning over documents, text messages, or any other items to federal prosecutors. Federal prosecutors are looking at whether Adams' campaign conspired with Turkish officials to receive foreign campaign donations in exchange for favors. They allege that the favors included speeding up a fire inspection of the new Turkish consulate.
And President Biden is designating the site of the 1908 Springfield, Illinois riot in 1908 race riot in Springfield, Illinois as a national monument. He signed the proclamation today, alongside civil rights leaders and Illinois senators Tammy Duckworth and Dick Durbin. The riot broke out when thousands of white men gathered outside a jail demanding two black men be accused of raping a white woman and killing a white man be turned over to them. When they learned the police had transferred them to another jail, the mob stormed the city's black neighborhoods and attacked black residents. The aftermath of the riot led to the rise of the NAACP.
And Detroit is remembering the deadly crash from 3 decades ago of Northwest Airlines Flight 255 that killed all crew and passengers except for just a 4-year-old girl. The aircraft took off on August 16th in 1987 from the Detroit Metropolitan Wayne County Airport, coming down 14 seconds later on Middle Belt Road. The plane hit several vehicles and burst into flames at an I-94 overpass. 148 passengers were killed, along with six crew members. The only survivor was Cecilia Seachin, who was traveling with her family.
And then Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass is promising to not bus people who are homeless out of the town for the 2028 Olympics, even though that's what happened in the last time LA had the Olympics, and it happened during the Paris Games this past year. It's unclear what her strategy will be, since there are tens of thousands of homeless people in LA. She says the plan is evolving, and questions remain whether she'll preside over that plan. She announced a re-election campaign for 2026.
Yeah, this sounds very just inhumane. hey, shovel the homeless people out of here. Come on, we got company. All right, let's see here. Before we get into some health, business, and science notes, we do have another quick check of the roads and weather here for you. Not too much going on. I-10, if you're traveling westbound on Palafox or towards Palafox Street, we still have some backups there, though they are increasingly minor. Also, Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, has some issues as well, but it's just slowly but surely trying to break up. Same can be said for the congestion we had on Gulf Beach Highway. That's if you're traveling westbound approaching Fairfield Drive. Outside of those few spots, there's not too much holding you up. Let's see. Right now, it's 87 degrees in Pensacola. Should be mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 78. As we get into your weekend, we're going to have a hot and rainy pair of days. Saturday's a high of 95 with slight chances of storms in the afternoon/evening hours. And on Sunday, these storm chances are a bit more severe. They're going to stretch throughout the day and range anywhere from 40 to 50% with a high of 97. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
Thank you very much. Let's get into some health business news. Wall Street is closing modestly higher to cap its best week of 2024. Stocks extended gains as recession fears eased and markets recovered at near all-time highs. Positive economic data fueled by the comeback of tech-heavy NASDAQ, up 5% for the week. And at the closing bell, the Dow gained 96 points. The S&P added 11 points. The NASDAQ rose 37 points.
And housing starts fell again last month. New government figures show that residential construction starts fell nearly 7% in July to an annual rate of just over 1.2 million units. Permits for privately owned housing units also dipped 4% below the revised rate for June. Industry experts say that high prices and mortgage rates are keeping many Americans from building new single-family homes.
Yeah, and then a record 8.5% of homes in the United States are worth $1 million or more. Oh, that might have a little bit to do with people not being able to build homes. That's according to the real estate company Redfin. It attributes record home prices with housing supply shortage. Redfin adds prices have shot up so much that many people are either priced out of the market or weary of committing to such a high monthly payment. Yeah, and I mean, when 5.8% of homes in the U.S. are over $1 million now, whew, that's a lot.
8.5%. And a new sports...
Oh, sorry, 8.5, yeah, almost 10%.
Yeah, it's even more of an epidemic than we thought. A new sports streaming venture from Disney, Fox, and Warner Brothers Discovery is being temporarily blocked by a federal judge. Rival streamer Fubo filed an antitrust lawsuit against the proposed bundled streaming service in February. Fubo argued that the bundled service would lead to consumers paying higher prices. The bundle, known as Venu, would include access to several television channels, including ABC, ESPN, Fox, TNT, and TBS. The bundle has a target launch date of this fall with a subscription price of $42.99 a month.
So I got to admit, there's a part of me that first reads this and goes, no, thank you. I don't want big monopoly conglomerate plus $42 a month. That's too much. But then I started looking at the stations and I'm like, okay, those are pretty much the only stations I watch.
Yeah, those hold like a lot of weight.
ESPN, ABC, TNT, TBS. I'm like, oh, those are pretty much the only thing they're missing is FX channel. That's about the only other channel I look at. So I'm like, those are kind of the ones I pay attention to anyway. So maybe I am okay with it. Oh, well, probably should not be. Let's continue here. One more story here. A new analysis shows that mothers can miss out on over $500,000 in earnings across a 30-year career. That's right. Bankrate found that women who are mothers earn 31% less in wages than fathers did in 2023. Of course, that adds up to a significant figure across an entire career, assuming the wages are the same. Research shows that while women who are single with no children are closest to earning the same level as men, they will still start out earning less, and the gap widens if you get married and have children.
All righty, let's see. 550 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got one last quick checkup with Jess, who's on the scene at Radiothon, giving us some finishing touches on what's going on there and what their cause is. Followed by that, we'll have some pop culture notes for you. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. The single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Working all day for a mean little man with a clip on tie and a rub on tan. He's got me running around the office like a dog around a track. But when I get back home, you're always there to rub my back. Hey, Julie, look what
that's called right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. And let's go ahead and get to Jess for one last little update on what's going on with the Studer Family Children's Hospital. Jess?
Hey, Bobby. We are here at the Care Kids Radiothon, and we are getting so close to the goal. The goal is to outfit 72 rooms with the Angel Eyes camera system, and we are just under 1,900. That's how much more we need to go. So I really encourage people, 850-416-5437. Call in now. I see two or three people just waiting to take the call. Everybody else is on the line, so we have to hit that goal, just under 1,900. I was just updated, just under 1,800. 72 rooms can have this Angel Eyes care system, which parents can step out, go home, run an errand, go to work, and they can live stream into their child's room and know that they are doing fantastic.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then there's a way to text.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Text Cat Kids, that's one word, Cat Kids, K-A-T-K-I-D-S. And you can text that to 855-888-5555. And I also want to say that Hanco and Clark, they are the presenting sponsor, and they have been here all day.
Mm. All right. That's awesome. That's fantastic. So, so you got just about five more minutes before they're going to close the phone lines down. But we appreciate you calling in, Jess.
Well, of course. So I hope people will hit the text line, call in.
Yeah, we'll do it. All right, it's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Once again, that text, Cat Kids, all one word, to 51555. Let's get traffic on the fives with Austin.
All righty, let's see. Hopefully I won't be taking up too much time here. It doesn't appear to be too much going on the roads. Maybe a little bit still on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also, some just barely lingering on Cervantes if you're traveling eastbound towards Palafox Street. Then it's going to be, let's see, I was about to say Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but that's looking as clear as it can. So outside of those couple spots, there's not too much going on. As for the weather, it's 87 degrees in Pensacola. Just a few clouds here and there, mostly clear skies that will bleed into tonight with a low of 78. This weekend, though, going to be a bit stormier. Saturday afternoon supposed to have some slight chances of thunderstorms, and Saturday's high is going to be 95 degrees. As we get into Sunday, you're going to have a high of 97 with even more severe chances of storms, basically lingering around the entire day, hitting as high as 40 or 50% chances of rainfall there. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right. A couple of stories here for you. Deadpool Wolverine now the highest grossing R-rated film of all time. It passed Joker on Thursday. It's made $1,086,000,000 during its theatrical run. It's only Joker and Deadpool and Wolverine are the only two rated R films to ever cross the billion-dollar mark. Deadpool and Wolverine is projected to run to finish its run between $1.2 and possibly even $1.3 billion before it's all said and done.
My goodness. And It Ends With Us is a box office hit. The Blake Lively drama has so far made over $100 million worldwide. The R-rated movie stars Lively as a woman who grew up with abusive parents and who ends up in an abusive relationship herself. It cost about $25 million to make, but by Wednesday had collected over $115 million at the global box office. CEO of Sony Pictures Entertainment happy with the results, saying yesterday, quote, "We love working with Blake and we want to do 12 more movies with her."
Yeah, and last week, I was taking a look at it again. So Alien Romulus comes out this weekend, and I was saying it wouldn't surprise me if Deadpool Wolverine still is number one this weekend, too. But I looked at the numbers again. Deadpool Wolverine brought in $53 million last weekend. It Ends With Us brought in $50. So it was very close. It still came in first, but it was very close, only $3 million difference. And so there is so I think that's fantastic. Oh, I just got a text from Jess.
What's
we
up?
Met the goal.
Ooh,
we met
awesome.
The goal. So the children's family, children's tutor, Day of Caring, Children's Day of Caring, they met the goal. So we appreciate everybody for your support and trying to help that, getting those really cool cameras in the studio or in the room so that parents can go, you know, check on their other kids and do other things and be able to check their kids. So yeah, that's awesome. So, thanks for that update. Going back to what I was saying, Deadpool Wolverine only beat Ends With Us by 3 million. So I'm still going to say there's a possibility Deadpool Wolverine could still be number one. But Alien Romulus, people just love those horror flicks. I'm not into them, but people love them. Austin's one of them that likes those kinds of things. So it'll probably end up becoming number one this weekend and knocking Deadpool Wolverine down to two or possibly even number three.
Yeah,
so we'll see what happens.
Especially if It Ends With Us. Yeah, it keeps lingering around the top. I've never watched the Alien, like I've never cared for the Alien series. But yeah, the ghost.
I got a funny
stuff.
Story about aliens. I have a funny story about it. I'll share with you when we come back after WEAR.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. It's worth it.
Yeah. Bobby was, he woke up in a daze in a crop circle once. We got more on that when we return at the top of hour three. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.